So you have a big news, a big update, though, about the CDC and some of the nefarious games they're playing. You want to let people know?
Yeah, so August 17th. Well, actually, there's a few things. So the FDA approved, we know, this new version of the Pfizer COVID-19 shot on Monday of this week. Mm-hmm. They've got 2 weeks, Pfizer does, to turn into the FDA all listed ingredients that are in the shot, mm-hmm. along with a complementary labeling, and they have to match up. So they have to disclose for the first time now to the world what's in there, which there have been proposed ideas that there's graphene oxide in there, how much mRNA is in there. Mm-hmm. We actually don't know all the ingredients. The emergency use authorization allowed the actual manufacturers to put in and change the formula this entire time. Wow. It's only once the approval process from the FDA steps in that they're not allowed to change it legally anymore. So they have to submit what's the final version of your vaccine.
So every shot that people got could be different.
Could be completely different.
Yeah, that's crazy.
For example, the very first Moderna shots that went out in December, they had two patented little ingredients inside the shots. Now there's seven. But they haven't had to disclose what the other five are. We don't even know what they are. So all of these have been different. So one of the reasons why people ask, I mean, they ask a lot and reach out to us a lot. Why is it that I got the shots early on for COVID-19, but I didn't get sick? And why are we seeing all these other issues? And I'm telling them, they're actually changing the lots all the time. So I actually think the original shots did not have all the ingredients they do now. It's obvious. Moderna only had two patented ingredients. Now there's seven. They're actually more dangerous now, I would expect, than the previous ones. So that's the news that's come out about the FDA. The CDC also announced in the same week, they announced that, they put it out in the media if you didn't see this yet, U.S. News reported on the 17th. Florida Star reported it. We've already got all the media outlets talking about it. They then sent a notice to every hospital in the United States and said, this week you can expect all doctors in all hospitals around the country, you can expect an outbreak between now and November of this year of a polio-like outbreak disease among children, average age of 5 years old.
Average age.
They can foresee that there's going to be a flooding into hospitals around the country, that children are going to present with paralyzed arms, paralyzed legs. They're not going to be able to walk. And the CDC is letting all the hospitals know that when you see these presentations, even half of their faces will be paralyzed in a lot of them. They're calling it acute flaccid myelitis. And they're telling the docs, this is what it looks like. Be prepared when they walk in. Make sure you diagnose it this way. There is no cure, by the way, is what they have actually stated to all the hospitals. You just need to start early physical therapy as your only chance to try to restore normal nerve function. And the truth is, the first question you have is how in the world would the CDC know that there's a coming outbreak among children of a polio-like, as they called it, a polio-like disease in the next 4 months? I mean, you're Christian, right?
Yeah.
Some people have the spirit of prophecy. Mm-hmm. Do you think the CDC's got prophets sitting in there going, hey, I can foresee in the next 4 months there's going to be a flood of children around the world, average age 5 years old?
They've created something.
How do they know it?
Yeah.
They actually stated that they have seen small outbreaks every 2 years from 2014, 16, 18, and they're expecting an even larger one now this year. So I spent the last week trying to figure out why in the world would the CDC know that this a polio-like new disease in children, average age 5 years old, average age of five. How would they know that in 2014 is when this problem started, and now they know it's going to be even worse now? And they said it was skipping every 2 years, 14, 16,
bizarre.
18, and 21. Mm-hmm. Well, if you go on the CDC.gov's website, it didn't skip any year. It actually has the outbreaks. If you look up acute flaccid myelitis, you can ask my wife. I have been digging into this all week. When they made that announcement, I was going to prove to the world why it is they know that children across America over the next 4 months are going to have paralyzed limbs, arms, and faces flooding into hospitals around this country. I figured it out. It wasn't that hard. If you go to actually 2014, you go to CDC.gov's website, type in acute flaccid myelitis, and then click on the left side. It says annual outbreaks. Click it, and it shows you a map. 2014, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. It shows the whole map, which states had these cases in them. Every year has had cases since 2014. Okay. There were just more on those odd-numbered years.
Okay.
So
that's not very scientific.
So the first thing is they lied to you, and they said it's skipping years.
Right.
No, it's not. It's actually been every year since 2014.
Right.
And interesting, when you type in acute flaccid myelitis, the starting reporting for this disease is only in 2014. It doesn't exist before 2014.
Mm-hmm.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
They know there's going to be a huge outbreak of this polio-like disease across the nation. So I want to ask you something. How long do you think the CDC's known about acute flaccid myelitis?
Probably for since they existed.
On CDC's website.
Right.
In the Philippines, reported on CDC.gov, acute flaccid paralysis, they make this huge notice about,
right,
occurred in polio-derived vaccines in the Philippines in children.
Uh-huh.
2001 is the date of the article.
Way before the 2014.
So they have known. Now, you had to listen to it. It's actually titled Acute Flaccid Paralysis in Children Due to Polio-Derived Vaccines in Children. So, fast forward now, 20 years later.
Actually created from the vaccines.
It's actually polio-derived from the vaccines.
Wow.
On CDC.gov. So, 20 years later, they're actually stating there's going to be this, obviously, polio-like disease coming out in children across the United States, a large outbreak, biggest ever. But they've only been tracking this since 2014, supposedly. Well, they know from 2001, vaccines caused it in the Philippine children in,
right,
2001.
Right.
Acute flaccid paralysis, vaccine-induced. Now, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What organization in our federal government actually puts together every year the annual vaccine schedule for all children and adults? Do you know what organization it is?
Would that be the FTC?
Nope. That's the Federal Trade Commission.
CDC?
That is the Centers for Disease Control. So
right,
the CDC sets the schedule every year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The CDC, the schedule for all vaccines every year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, of all the, remember they said this is going to happen to children, of the child vaccines, do you know which one and only one vaccine is actually given at a certain period of time in a year in all children?
Probably right before 5 years old, right?
Nope. It's actually every year it has this one season where they give you this one shot. So the childhood vaccines, which include like HIV and hepatitis B and polio and DTaP,
yeah,
and all of them are set up on wellness schedule checks with your pediatrician per your birth date.
Right.
So all the children in the world are getting Hep B on their birthday, boosters on their birthday, DTaP. All of them are actually set on a schedule surrounding your birthday or the 6 months between your birthday dates in a year.
Okay.
Except for one. The actual CDC just stated there's going to be a polio-like outbreak among children in the United States between August and November in the next 4 months. Do you know that every year there's only one shot that the CDC recommends and mandates and pushes on the populace, including children? From August to the last week of October.
Flu shot?
Every year. The flu shot.
The flu shot.
They just said,
I finally got it. You're going, this guy's slow.
No, they just said it's going to happen between August and November.
Right.
We know it's going to happen.
Don't go get so the flu shot. Please.
And they said it's only been happening. We've seen these outbreaks since 2014.
Mm-hmm.
So, how do they know this is going to happen in 2021? I already figured it out. You go on the FDA.gov's website and you can actually look at every year which manufacturers of flu vaccines are given the most lots or granted the most purchases by the federal government to be shipped out across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Three of the largest five lots being administered and given out to vaccine manufacturers this year for flu shots.
Mm-hmm.
Three of the five
mm-hmm.
were introduced and FDA approved in 2013.
Interesting. Wow.
All three of them have known side effects of paralyzed arms, legs, half of the face called Bell's palsy. And it's in their own documents. Now, each of these three who were actually FDA approved and released and started to be released in 2014 were causing this new neurological paralyzed polio-like issue they called acute flaccid myelitis. Do you know how it is they know that in 2021 there's going to be a larger outbreak than any of these other years?
Gave more shots out.
They gave these five flu shot companies with known side effects of paralyzing arms and legs in children. They just gave them record amounts of lots that they purchased to actually distribute to all of America
wow.
this year. Some of them are by double any year they were giving them before. So I'm going to actually take audiences on our Brighteon.tv show that we're doing live every Wednesday morning, 10 to 11 Eastern. You can expect I'm going to show you how it is the CDC has set this up, all the dates in which each vaccine has been authorized and been given to children, and when you see the spikes in this new acute flaccid myelitis. But I have to tell you, the CDC, if you really think they love us all, and were just giving us a warning to make sure all the docs and hospitals knew that this was what it looks like and this is what you call it. The shame I find with the CDC is they're telling all the hospitals that when you see it, you're going to call it acute flaccid myelitis. Do you want to know what my problem is with that? It actually isn't acute flaccid myelitis. It's actually Guillain-Barré syndrome. And Guillain-Barré syndrome, per the FDA's own documents in October before the COVID-19 shots came out in December, the very first listed side effect is Guillain-Barré syndrome. Do you know what we've been saying in the media since October? Guillain-Barré syndrome, if you don't know what it is, it looks like polio. Now the CDC's coming out right now going, in the next 4 months, we're going to see a polio-like outbreak among children. Do you know what Pfizer has asked for from the FDA?
What?
They've asked for an approval right now in September or October of this year to start vaccinating all 5-year-old to 11 years old. And what did the CDC say is the average years of children's ages that gets acute, flaccid, paralyzed arms and limbs? 5 years old in the last 7 years, starting in 2014. Now, if it's not just, I'm just going to tell you, they're going to actually push these flu shots known to cause paralyzed arms and legs and paralyzed faces. Only 60% of the children recover from this after a year, being able to walk or use their arm again or their face return.
Oh, my goodness.
40% have it for life. How does the CDC know that it's going to come out and be the next outbreak of a disease among children is going to be this polio-like paralyzed state? There's two ways they're going to make sure this happens. They're going to push these flu shots that are known to cause it since 2014 that they've approved. And Pfizer has asked the FDA to approve by September or October, allow us to start vaccinating with COVID-19 shots, children ages 5 to 11. If the CDC gives approval, and I'm warning all parents right now, be looking out for this. If it comes out in September that the CDC has authorized Pfizer to start injecting 5 to 11-year-olds, this is exactly how the CDC knew that children were going to be paralyzed from arms, legs down. They told the hospitals up front, you need to call it acute flaccid myelitis. You want to know why they're telling the hospitals that? To cover their butts, because we know and been telling people since last October that Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is identical in definition to acute flaccid myelitis, and I'm going to show the world next Wednesday morning, 10 to 11 a.m., I'm going to show you
the
definition.
Dr. Artist show, right?
On the Dr. Artist show. It'll be on Brighteon TV Live. Go to Brighteon.tv and watch it. But I'm going to actually show you all the definitions from every health official's website, federal government, CDC. You just need to know. The only way the CDC knows that children are going to start being paralyzed in this massive outbreak across the country,
they're going to cause it,
is because there's something they're going to institute, which is flu shots, which are coming, all brand new lots across the world, across America, that we've never seen in these doses before. And then if they allow Pfizer in September or October to start injecting kids 5 years old to 11, you can't even make this stuff up. They're putting it right out in front of you.
Right.
If the CDC comes out and allows Pfizer to start injecting children in September or October, this is how they knew that there was going to be all these paralyzed children coming to hospitals. Do not vaccinate your children this fall. Do not allow them to do the COVID-19 shot. Do not allow them to do the flu shot on any of your children.
Crimes against humanity.
And let's see if we can stop this supposed polio-like outbreak.
Yes.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, so getting your kids a flu shot and those two things combined is really what's going to make sure it happens.
Yep. Right? And for any parents who actually have a schedule of getting their children getting updated vaccines, remember they said this is average of 5 years old. This would be children going into kindergarten.
Right.
I did not vaccinate any of my kids by the time they went to kindergarten. I didn't vaccinate any of my kids.
Right.
So if you are actually vaccinating your children, and if it's typical that when you go get your vaccines updates before you get your kid into kindergarten, if a polio vaccine is a part of that regimen, this is another way in which they know that there's going to be a polio shot, which is linked to polio-derived acute flaccid myelitis since 2001. if there's a polio shot they're recommending to children before they go into school. I just don't know. I never was a part of that. But if there is, you make sure you ask every pediatrician that you're taking your children to, I don't want a polio shot before they go to school. It's not required.
Okay.
I don't want a flu shot, and we're definitely not doing the COVID shot. And that will stop this pandemic that's coming that they're planning on, which is an outbreak of paralyzing kids.
Vital, important information. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk about that. And I want to kind of circle back real quickly to those people who have gotten the vaccine and those people who aren't, still making sure that you boost your immune system. Yep. You quickly go over your regimen. You talk about each time.
So every single patient in the world who's actually got the vaccine, is living with someone who's got the vaccine, or you're interacting in the world with people who have the vaccine, those who've gotten the shots and those who are exposed to those with the shots, there is shedding, transmission, documented, coming from those who are vaccinated to those who are unvaccinated.
Right.
The threat's the same. There's four things everybody should be doing immediately. It's a part of my disease prevention cocktail. 5,000 milligrams of vitamin C at minimum every day. I do 10,000 milligrams. I will do it for life. This is super important. 5,000 milligrams is the minimum. 10,000 is the maximum.
Right.
Split it up throughout the day because you pee out all your vitamin C you drink every 2 to 3 hours, so you have to keep putting it in.
Right.
Number two is magnesium at 500 milligrams. Minimum a day. You should try to get to 1,000. I do 1,000 a day. No issues.
500 milligrams.
500 is where you start. Milligrams. Magnesium. Number three is selenium. Selenium's at 200 micrograms. MCG. One supplement. It's enough. And then apple pectin is 700 milligrams twice daily. This will protect those who are getting the jabs from the things that are about to be disclosed to the FDA from Pfizer. And Moderna's now applied for the FDA approval. They're both going to have to actually tell us now what's in the shots. It doesn't matter if it's graphene oxide. It doesn't matter if it's polyethylene glycol. It doesn't matter if it's polysorbate 80. You have to use apple pectin to help bind to and remove the toxic poisons that are in those shots. They are poisonous. Apple pectin.
Pectin.
Powder.
Okay. And where do you find that?
I actually get it from a company called Holistic Herbs. I get it in bulk form. So you just
Holistic
take scoops of it.
Holistic Herbs.
Yep.
Okay.
700 milligrams twice a day. They also sell it in capsule forms.
Okay.
The key dose is 700 milligrams. And there's, if you email, no, you don't have to email me, go to the drartisshow.com, the drartisshow.com, put in your email. You will get sent to you my 67-page COVID document, my 20-page disease prevention cocktail, with all the child doses, adult doses, and all the research backing up how we know it's going to protect you from disease.
And that's that little QR code that you have right there on the right, right? So,
I'll
try to put that link in there as well to this video. So you can quick get the link below. We'll try to get that in there. But thank you so much for taking the time to do that. So like I got to do, you know, we have a bunch of prayer warriors out here too, right? So
any
specific things that we can pray for you and your wife about?
Pray that people find access to where we are telling the truth.
Right.
There's so much censorship. There's so much massive media coverage on a narrative that's completely false. So I would pray that individuals are enlightened, inspired to go to the platforms where truth is being told.
Okay.
Through you, through the Dr. Artist Show, through Brighty on TV, through Frank's Speech, if you want to go there. There's tons. Follow the podcasters there if you do anything. There's a lot of people out there telling the truth and trying. Oh, go to Clout Hub. There's tons of people on Clout Hub that are trying to get the truth out, an uncensored truth.
Staying away from Google searches and YouTube and Facebook. They're just censoring everything about the truth, right? So
Very true.
So let me pray for you real quick.
Sure.
And just Heavenly Father, just thank you so much for Dr. Artis and his research capabilities, his communication skills, his show. Lord, we just pray for a hedge of protection around him as he and his family and his extended family, as this cabal, these guys doing crimes against humanity, do not care and they do not appreciate what he's doing. So put your supernatural protection around him. Allow him to be the bold voice that he is right now. And as he prayed, may many people come to know where the truth is being told, where it's not. We are the news now as far as getting truth on the election fraud, as far as what's happening with the vaccines, what's happening with all these type of things. People like Dr. Artis are standing in the gap for you. Please share it with your friends. Allow that, Lord. And I just pray that it'll spread. And again, blessings. And you will use Dr. Artis in a way more than he could ever ask or imagine. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Signing off from the from St. Louis Bards Fest, Dr. Artis, God bless.
Last comment, trust God more than man. Even me, do the research. We'll get it to you.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Amen.